It's November 18, Sunday, 2001. Watt from Pedro show.
Mm-hmm. touched your arm and how you waved your sword in the air. Always fighting the shadows as they move behind you, and the beating wings that hover around.
From Pedro's show, here we are, week before Thanksgiving, and only a week later from the last show. So hopefully here we can get on some Rollski. Yeah, one a week. I found a pad up in Portland. Eric Dayton with Sightworks are going to start hosting my show, and I'll be able to have all my old shows. There's, I think today is the 7th show. And so you'll be able to get all of them on demand. And we're building the page now, but you just click on the show you want. And I think I'm going to have a 96 kbit stream for the fast connects, and then a 32 kbit for dial-ups like what Watt has. My brother Matt's got the Flow DSL. So
they have the whole menu pop down with all the shows there.
And yep. You just want. Do some clicksy. All we got to get going now is one of them webcam things.
Yeah.
So they can see us do that, Brother Matt.
Pretty exciting.
Are we started? Yeah. Get some shadow boxing. Started the gig, of course, with John Coltrane. A live version of Love Supreme. I don't know where. I don't know what year, but probably middle 60s. Good guess. Okay. had to go out there on McCoy's piano solo, but and for the opening song, I didn't want to go for the full 48 minute, man. But you notice how John Coltrane plays. I mean, you've heard the record when, and it's, you know, he improvises and recreates, so you don't get the top 40 Xerox cookie cutter rubber stamp of the tune. Yeah. So it's neat, inspiring the way he did that. You know, a Jay, in a way, kind of plays lead guitar. Yeah. He played last night with the Sonics in, I don't know, Mass, Western Mass, and acoustic solo. So I might be doing some New Year gigs with him.
Oh,
he
cool.
asked me to, so.
He's doing good.
Yeah, he's feeling. He says the back's better, not all the way, but he's coming along. Very blessed in that crash. After John Coltrane, we played... let me look. Now's the time. Wipers from Over the Edge. Now's the time because we're over the edge. Or we'll be over the edge. If now is the time. And then New Model Army there. This band was not allowed in the United States a few years ago because of questionable lyrics. Which, you know, whatever, huh? So since that, I guess because they're foreigners, you have to clear the lyrics if you live here. Supposedly you get to say what you want. Anyway, that was Queen of My Heart, you know, very offensive. He talks about guns. Did I give you them, Mark?
They're right up the top in that little book.
Yeah, so I let you read them. What'd you think?
Didn't seem so offensive to me.
Okay, let's see what Queen of My Heart. I'm saying this especially since the so-called Patriot Bill got passed this week, and I guess police and stuff don't need warrants, or the judges have to give them a warrant, or whatever. It's funny. Anyway, let's read Queen of My Heart and see what they protected us from here. To the Queen of My Heart from the King of Nowhere, I have watched you arming, and now you wave your sword in the air, always fighting the shadows as they move behind you. And the beautiful wings that hover around you, to the Queen of My Heart from the King of Nowhere. It's a shallow sky that holds us. You can reach right out and touch the edge with just one outstretched hand and feel the dark coming. No, the dark come closing in. Yeah, I know. I'm feeling treason right now. And there's nowhere far enough away from here. The ringing ears and the closing air and the cities and deserts, they beat the same. The radio waves crackle and phase. The satellites spinning slowly round. There's a Sun Rock song called The Satellites Are Spinning. So this guy's a bit of a traditionalist. The radar lowers search and call to the Queen of My Heart from the King of Nowhere. This is the great world calling to the last crusader. The rush of the lifeblood coming out on the sunrise. And you're the Queen of My Heart and I'm the King of Nowhere. Well...
We gotta play it backwards.
Yeah, that was pretty. I'm glad they weren't allowed to come over and sing that.
Yeah,
got
neat.
Turned around home. Anyway, Watt from Pedro Show. Here's some Mule.
You better watch your stuff.
From Pedro Show here at the Wild Kingdom Live at the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point, Pedro, along with Brother Matt here. That was Robin Gristle. Something came over me, and if something comes over you, think about it first. Okay, before that I played Crib, Devin Sarno's solo bass band, where he doesn't even fret the notes. And Petra was playing violin with him there. And it's called Constant. And we started off with Mule doing I'm Hell. The late, great Mule. No more. I think P. Longfoot. Preston's doing something, his own solo band. I think Kevin stopped music, which is a shame.
Wow.
I think it's Jim Kimball, the drummer. Maybe he's not the drummer then. I know he got scissored. Anyway, we had meteor shower last night, Brother Matt. Did you see it?
Yeah, that thing was awesome. It was up in Topanga.
Come a little closer.
Like more than constantly. You see it several at a time.
Get on the...
They said it was like one of the best ones in like over 100 years. Those things were flying. Yow! Yeah, big, nice and clear. Huge streaks just stretching out across the sky. Beautiful Mother Nature show.
Whoops.
No, it was too cloudy here. And, yeah, I got to watch the mic thing. I'm still getting used to getting back in the swing of the thing. A lot from Pedro's show. Coming over the eye net into the ear hole. Here's some Curtis Mayfield.
With the age we have, a lot of bills to pay. What happened once in Italy will happen now in Germany. We got Nazi shutdown. With the age we have, a lot of bills to pay. What happened once in Italy will happen now in Germany. We got Nazi shakedown.
speech in lightning. Words of blue glass.
good time.
All right, Watt from Pedro Show. I'll get back to you on that one, yeah. Pop group with Don't Sell Your Dreams. Before that, Scritti Politti and PAs. And we started with Curtis Mayfield Live with Check Out Your Mind. Get
30 more seconds.
Yeah, we're getting at the end of the first hour. Watt from Pedro Show, November 18, 2001. Wild Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in Pedro, Cali, north of the equator.
10 seconds.
Okay, so stay tuned here and coming right up with the second hour. The Watt from Pedro Show, November 18, 2001. Here's some Voidoids from 77.
Thank you.
Hold on here. We got to get things up. Got a hardware problem. Software problem. Here we go.
Believe that we screwed up another year.
All right, some Creedence. What from Pedro Show. November 11, 2001. With Brother Matt, he's about to come up with Spin Saga. Before Creedence, we had Dim Stars with a little bit of feedback there, Brother Matt. Dim Stars with Stray Cat Generation. I think that was Don Fleming singing, but Richard Hell was on the bass. Thurston was on the feedback guitar. We started off this second hour of my November 11 show, along with Brother Matt here, November with 18th. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what the watch says.
Yeah.
November 18th. It's getting to turkey time. This is the gig before the turkey day. Oh, yeah. We start off with Richard Hell, Voidoids, Another World off Blank Generation record. Richard just had a new book come out called Hot and Cold, and he sent me a copy with really nice things written on it. He's a big hero for me in the 70s when I was a teenager, out of high school, a late teenager, and then in my 20s, into my 30s, and in my 40s. Much respect for Richard L. Okay, right now we got Brother Matt, the Spin Cycle, spinning it up here in Pedro. He's just telling me about a book he's reading from a Pedro author. It came out last year. It's called The Edgewater Angels by Sandro Milliat. Yeah, M-E-A-L-E-T. He's a Pedro guy. Grew up, I guess, in Praj. And interesting thing. I got to read it. I saw stuff like, Wheelman and calling some guy Wheelman, and he had to gobble up some sleep, like the cloud cover gobbled up the stars, and so there's a lot of Pedro spiel.
Yeah.
So, okay, here we go. Brother Matt, Spin Cycle, here on the Watt for Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you. everything is in such horrible shape right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the world. And I think people really, like, want to see pictures of you because they want to escape into you. Either they're going to enjoy looking at you and have fantasies about being with you, or they're going to have fantasies about being you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
And I think, I mean, I did the same thing when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. And what about when... Yeah, go on. So tell me about when you were...
No, I did the same thing even now. I just think it's really important for people to have something they can, like, look at. That's something that's there, you know? That everyone's a doubting Thomas, you know? I mean, you have to see it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I understand, yeah.
It's got to be something tangible, and if it's good-looking and interesting, then that's even better.
And how do you feel, say, for example, about the way you look and because you're famous? Do you get hassled by that, or is that enjoyable for you?
It depends on my mood, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm flattered if people find me attractive. I know that, you know, that a lot of people are attracted to someone, but that's not, that doesn't keep someone there.
No, sure.
Ultimately, if you're not interested.
Are you still going around with the DJ? Is it Jelly Bean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes, we have a very volatile relationship.
Ah, do you have a volatile relationship with everybody, or is it just you two are sort of so well matched that you kind of...
One that I have any sort of intimacy with.
Yeah. And does it make a difference, the fact that he's in this business and you are, or not?
Does it make
a difference?
Yes, we hear each other's name much too much.
Yeah. Is there professional jealousy at all between you? Does one spur the other?
In a subconscious way, there may be. I'm not jealous of him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel consciously jealous of him.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
I can't speak for Jelly Bean, but I know that. You know, it has a pluses and minuses. If he's in the music business, he understands the traveling and
mm-hmm.
a lot of the things that you have to go through to promote records
mm-hmm.
and stuff, where someone else might not understand that. On the other hand, it just might be like too much music, you know, especially if you're working together. You never can get off the subject.
Sure, yeah. Is there an interesting story about how you met at all?
How I met him?
Mm.
Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Well, basically, when I made my first record, someone from Warner Brothers was taking me around to all the major clubs in New York and introducing me to the DJs. His club, the Funhouse, was one of the clubs I went to.
Oh, yes, yes.
When he brought me into the club, I mean, we both stared at each other, but we both played a game.
Yeah.
He played a game. I knew he liked me, and you know I liked him, but you see, we didn't want each other to know that because he was starting to become this really big, like, star DJ, you know, who mixed records and stuff. And he didn't want me to think that he liked me just because I had a record with him, just because he would play my record.
Uh-huh.
So that he would play my record, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, I understand.
So we both sort of, like, you know, fenced with each other for a while.
But in the end, the passion won over the cool, did it?
Yeah, definitely.
Ah, great, great. Tell me, can we expect to see you in England again soon at all?
Yeah, well, I'm going into the studio in March, March 5th, to begin recording my second LP.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear that Warner Brothers wants me over in Europe again, well, especially Germany, to do some television shows, and I don't know if that means stopping in England for a few days to
mm-hmm.
do some stuff or not. It may and it may not. I don't know. Things change every day.
Right. Did Holiday become a big hit in Germany then?
Yes, I suppose it is now.
Uh-huh.
They want me to come over.
It's one of the records that when I was in America was played an awful lot on board, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I like it. And I think that's why people like it so much. It's
mm-hmm.
very positive.
Mm-hmm. It's basically saying that every day, you know, you should, it should be a holiday, huh?
Well, every day you should enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or try to enjoy yourself.
But you preach it all, or is it too hard to do that?
I try to, but there are moments when I really forget because, you know, I've chosen a profession that's very demanding.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can just feel so swamped with things and everybody wanting to be.
Mm-hmm.
But basically I try to keep that sort of thing in mind. I try to keep that in mind that I should try and make the best of everything.
All right. What's been the best thing that's happened to you so far, either in your personal life or your career? What has there been a standout moment for you?
Just the chance to bring large amounts of people
mm-hmm.
good feelings. I think the feelings I get when I perform on stage, when I get a really good response.
Right.
I think that's the best thing, you know, and to know that I'm reaching so many people with my music.
Right. Excellent. Has there been a bad time for you at all? Was there a struggle at all or something went wrong?
Oh, yeah. The moments before I got my record, the years I spent in New York before I actually got signed to Warner Brothers were miserable.
In what way?
When I was by myself, you know, I left Detroit to come to New York. I didn't have a family and I didn't have an income or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just basically living on the street. And I couldn't get a job because I wanted to spend all my days writing music
mm-hmm.
and playing in bands and stuff. And there's no money in that.
Yeah.
So until you get noticed, until you get signed, and I just spent a lot of dreadful moments. Like, I moved, like, I was constantly squatting in places or staying in places illegally, and I was constantly moving. I mean, I lived on the run for, like,
yeah.
3 years.
Yeah. So you really had no money to play with then at all?
No, it was just a really unstable life.
Uh-huh.
And I learned a lot from it. I wouldn't go back and change anything because it's given me a lot.
What did you learn from that?
What did I learn from that?
Mm.
I learned to never assume anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that all the wealth and all the success that I may achieve or that I may have right now could be gone in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to become attached to anything material.
Whoops. Wide from Pedro show. There's an interview with Madonna right after Brother Matt's spin cycle. Thanks very much, Brother Matt.
Certainly, thank you.
I was trying to get ready for the next thing here. We're at the end of the second hour for November 18, 2001, Wide from Pedro show. It's a Wide from Pedro show, third hour here. November 18, 2001. Here's some Germs.
I came into this world. I was a little fast. slings his rifle. He looks down at his musty uniform. The last crusade. The air is dry. His boots are caked with the mud of history. Pass the point for decision.
No, you just had a point of history. Yeah. That's when we were supposed to stop, and I did one more.
All right, Watt from Vidro Show. There's some Minutemen. Oh shit, I want to play you some Criminy. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Okay, there's some criminy. Live, when was that? Let me look here. That's Paul Rossler, piano, and me playing bass. It was 1994, May 13, at the Alligator Lounge. It's a little while ago. Yeah, that was something I did after Fire Hose. I made a duet with a piano player. And Brother Matt was just asking me where Paul is these days, and he's working with Geza X up in the studio. I think it's in Malibu. Geza's own studio. I gotta apologize for all the screw-ups I've been doing, man. Started the Creed song at the wrong speed, and some dead air. Some idiot moves. Like getting back into the, hardcore. Very much so. Before that, we had Minutemen. Minutemen before George Hurley was in the band. Welder Frank Tonchi on drums with On the Front and Big Man Business from the Static Peace Force Exposure 7-inch that Byron and Thurston put out. And we started with... before that was another thing I did with Georgie. Bootstrappers with Elliot Sharp. A Presidential Apology, which we're still waiting for. I think we did that 12 years ago. One of these guys going to break down and oh up. Okay, I guess when they get the bass player apology. Okay, I'll work on that. We started the third hour off here with the Germs and Manimal off some Italian bootleg 7-inch thing. Turkey's coming up. Brother Matt's going to do ribs, though. Pedro plays sugars. Not a chain, but it ain't brother-in-law's, but still. Gonna chow it up. Here's some Cobra Verde.
Yeah. tell us where they've been petrified.
All right, some Rip Riggin Panic. Knee Deep in Shit from their God record. And Bad Shit before that with Perry. Porno for Pyros, Mr. Perkins. I just did a gig, and Peter on guitar. I did a gig with Peter and Perk Friday night at Puerto Malo in Santa Monica. We did all Stooges. It was intense. Love those two guys. Love Stooges. Started with did you hear those loud men? Started with Cobra Verde with For My Woman from a split 7-inch. We're going to play the Leaving Trains side next.
can feel out of control. Till someone chokes you with a chain.
Chokes you with a
chain.
Chokes you with a
chain. Learn to be paranoid. Fear pulls my strings too. Oh, what a lack of trust can do. Poor broken hearted you.
Thank you.
Okay, Husker Du, live 1981, Land Speed Record. Something me and D. Boone put out on our new Alliance thing. That was Data Control. Scary. Before that, we had Choke Chain, Lou Barlow, from his Steve Shelley put that out. And Talia Zedek before that. I was on tour with Talia. She was great. She used to have a band called Come and one called Uzi. She was the last singer for Live Skull. And we started off with 5 years Ahead of My Time from the Leaving Trains, the other side of that Cobra Verde thing they shared, 7-inch. Watt from Pedro Show, Wild Kingdom Radio live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in San Pedro, coming on a dusk thing now, like quarter of five, Pedro time. I don't know the Kabul time. Is it ahead of us or behind us?
Sure.
Okay, Funkadelic.
Okay.
Ow! Turn it, hold on. Let the funk get stronger. Just a silly millimeter longer. Funk get stronger.
From now on, I'm gonna be a funk man. Everything I do from
Start that one again, okay? I gotta do the slovenly guys some justice there. Sorry about that.
Right. jede Nadel ein Soldat, jedes Bändchen eine Kompanie. So ist es an die Wand gepinnt, das Spiel beginnt. Jetzt oder nie. Generäle essen gerne Erdbeereis. Generäle trinken gerne Bier. Generäle essen gerne Erdbeereis.
Okay, Watt from Pedro Show. That was Der Plan, a German band from the early 80s. With, how do you say it? Generale essen Erdbeerberries. It means generals eat strawberries. which is probably the phrase of the moment. Huh? Let's hear it for them. Before that was Slovenly. Wrong speed. Much apologies. That was a band Tom Watson was in. The guy I brought on guitar with the Two Pliers Tours and John Monteri Show. I'm playing this Friday at the Shittin' Factory up in Hollywood. And then Saturday in San Diego. With John Monteri Show. Before that, played Young Marble Giants, Cake Walkin'. That was from a while ago, too. And started that little set ski up with Funk is Stronger, Killer Millimeter version, Funkadelic. That wraps up another Watt from Pedro Show. I came to you via the Wild Kingdom Radio live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point. Pedro, Brother Matt, thank you much for your spin cycle.
Thank you. Right there.
Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So we'll be back next week. Everybody, keep your powder dry.